Welcome to the Seventh Sense podcast.
This is a space to explore, reflect, and share.
Open conversations for the heart, mind, and soul.
Welcome back to episode 3. I'm your host, Edna J.
And I'm Eugene Yashaga. Still a host, though.
How has your week been?
Highly productive. Now, whatever I set out to do, I actually ended up achieving most of those things. If not all of them, I did a bulk of them. And so it's more of like trying to adapt to new ways of working to also make sure that I take care of myself and also the work gets done. So that healthy balance between myself and the work. Yeah, but I like it. I liked it. I got to do a bit of work on my EP, which I'm excited for, so yeah, I'm happy. How was your good week?
My week has been really good, productive as well. There's like a bulk of work that I had to get done at the beginning of the week, and I'm so relieved that's done. It's the second week of my digital detox, which is going really well. I feel like I'm getting direction on what I want to do once I'm back on these platforms and in these spaces.
Yeah.
So overall, it's been a good week.
I'm proud of you, like, so far.
Yeah. You didn't think I could do it. You didn't think I had it in me.
I wouldn't lie to you. I thought maybe at most you'd go a week. At most.
I don't even know how long it's going to be. At this point, I'm just like,
yeah, we go.
It'll come to me when it's time. Like, I'm not. Because I had put a deadline on it, and then I was like, I'm still, like, still don't have the clarity I left for. So what's the point of going back?
That's far.
So yeah, it's been a good week. It's been a good week.
Yeah. So I guess before we get into the episode, we always start off, like, I think as you guys have, we know by now, there's just a couple of questions that for us to get to know each other and also for you guys to actually get to learn more about us. And I think I'll go with, which is more important, nature or nurture, and why?
In my mind, I think nurture is more important. Because it has more of like an emotional and like
component to it.
Yeah, so it's more impactful, I think. So I would say nurture. Realistically, it's both, but I would say nurture.
Yeah, if you're to pick one, yeah, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Nature is like the environment like you're raised in. I think I want to go
with nature. Nurture is like how?
Yeah, I think nature.
Really?
Yeah. If I was to pick, like, both of them have to go hand in hand.
Yeah.
But I think it has a lot, the environment like you're put in or raised in. Okay, this is my example. I'm trying to imagine like a kid raised in like Mogadishu where like gunshots, explosions are a natural occurrence. For him, so it's become so okay, it's normalized. So you uproot that kid and then take them to like Alaska where there's like no one. It's all quiet, all silent. It's going to impact this kid in a certain way. We don't know how. I'm only like a scientist, not explaining. I just feel like the environment that you're in really influences your outlook on life, how you're able to treat other people. That's from what you see, monkey do. That's how I'd say in like nature.
It's also that thing of how they take twins and they separate them at birth and then they turn out completely different.
Yeah,
but I think in that scenario, it's both also still.
Yeah, I agree with yours. I mean, nurture is key. It's what do you feed this child? Like, not at your food wise, but you know, emotionally, how do you. I agree with yours.
So we're saying both.
We're saying both, I think. Let's not, we can't pick. This I found interesting. What do people come to you for?
I feel like whatever answer you give in this question, it's going to just be taken as you just blowing your own horn.
It's a humble stunt, but also it's that's how you people experience, or you feel like people experience
you. From my opinion, I think people come to me for advice and also as someone who can like keep your shit. What's the word for that? There is a word for that.
Like a confidant.
Yes. So I think those are the two things that... Is that right, from your opinion, from our friendship?
Yeah, that's facts. Yeah, like you end up listening. Like, yeah, it's... I mean, the things I've told you that you get, so... I believe, yeah, this one's a facts.
It's a facts. Yeah. You?
I think it's like a safe, like, space. Like, it's, there's no judgment on this. Like, you can come and talk to me about anything, and it's never gonna be like, I mean, I've been told, like, the most, like, craziest things by people, and it's just, I don't even have, we're not even, like, that close for you to start opening up to me about these type of things. So I think it's just that, like, I'm a safe space to actually come and talk
to. Yeah, you're just, like, a warm person.
I think also it's just the, also just, like, good vibes also at the same time. I feel like I'm generally a nice person, so just the vibes too.
Okay, cool. So we're going to get into today's episode, which is all about relationships with siblings. As you guys know, for season two, we're covering relationships. That's the theme of the season. So for episode three, because I am an only child, Shaka's going to take us through everything. I'm just going to contribute to the bits where I can relate or I have questions. And I'm really looking forward to learning about sibling dynamics.
You don't have to put that kill preamble. You still have to talk.
Yeah, I'm going to talk.
Yeah. But cool, I'm the captain now.
You're the captain now.
Cool.
So I think we start by saying how many siblings we have.
Yeah.
I mean, technically three, but I'd say zero. If you know, you know, period. You have
on
five.
Paper, three. And then people have learned about, like, just as I move, three. So in total, I think I have, like, six siblings.
Where's the third one? Okay, we'll talk about that.
But yeah, so six siblings, but the ones I've grown up with, why did I say three? I've grown up with two brothers.
So it's five.
So it's five, yeah. So I have five siblings.
I was like,
sorry.
Wait.
So my numbers, like, were a bit off.
No, still, I don't know who the fifth one is.
Well, I? Okay, cool. We'll talk about it. Anyway. But yeah, so it's, grew up in a house of with two older brothers. I'm the last born.
Cool. I grew up on my own. So that was that.
Clearly, this is going to be a very interesting episode.
It's going to be fun.
But what has been your view of siblings in terms of growing up as an only child? What's that been like for you?
So I'm not going to lie. At a point, I wished I had siblings and I even tried to convince my mom. But I think it just stemmed from me wanting to have someone to play with, someone to keep me company type thing. But now I have, like, zero interest in having siblings. Like, I love that it's only me. And also I realize the variables that come into play in terms of how those relationships could be. Because ideally, siblings should be best friends, but there's a lot of variables. So it's not always that. Yeah. So it's, now I'm at the point where I'm like, okay, this is my situation. I really like this dynamic. It works for me. I'm appreciative of it. But there was a point in primary school where I was just like,
I wish,
when I go home, there's no one to play with. It's just me. So,
but do you feel that kind of, like, built an independence in you, like, from early on? You just knew, it's me. So I have to be my own best friend.
Or it's like a mix. There's that, or you really want to have a best friend because it's just you. So there's, like, a neediness aspect of it, but there's also, like, the it's just me aspect of it.
Okay. I guess from that, it's going to be interesting because having two older brothers and then me, I consider it like a house full of, my mom even just ended up being just like one of the boys.
Yeah.
Do you know? So she was like nice, like just a proper lady, but also that she was like also tough in her own right, because can you imagine like raising three boys? Even you have to be like, you know, a mad one to do it. So I don't know how your experience has been. Let's use Maureen as a sibling. Cool. And then how's that been like growing up in a house of just like
women?
Yeah.
I think it's been vibes. I think it's been way more organized. I think it's been more of an emotional space where emotions are like welcome.
Yeah.
I imagine if I grew up like with just my dad, it should have been so different. Even with just like going through adolescence. Puberty, going through puberty and then all those things, it should have just been so weird. So I think as a woman growing up in an all-female household, that's it's been, that's exactly amazing. How I would have wanted it. It would have been nice if there was a male father figure, but it's easier compared to if I was in an all-male household as a woman.
Yeah. Okay, I get.
Like, if you had a sister and it was just you, your dad, and your brothers,
she'd be different.
Yeah.
I mean, cool, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
I think for me, growing up in a house, like, full of boys, is...
like...
you just grew up tough. You just grew up tough, and it's... you've seen the wickedest things happening to your brothers, like...
wicked.
Yeah, like Wahome playing in the backyard, like he bumps his head, he comes from the backyard. I'm eating biscuits outside the house. Having a nice Saturday morning, eating like nice biscuits, like Nice, the brand.
Yeah.
Apple. And then I just hear Wahome screaming from the backyard. I see him running towards the house. He's like busted his head. I stopped eating nice biscuits that day. I've never like eaten them again. That was so traumatic. So he's coming, he's bleeding, nini. Kirago is just supposed to stop crying, everything's gonna be fine, just chill. So all that is just like, you just chill.
Like two different dynamics.
You know.
It's like a skit.
So it's the, you grew up tough, and you grew up knowing that there's also the safety of, especially when I was in primary school, that no one can fuck with me, honestly. My bro is like, what, in class 8? I'm in class 1. Try me, bro, like, try me. So I always knew I'm protected. I always knew, like, someone always has my back.
Yeah.
But in the same breath, you always feel the need of having to prove, like, quote-unquote, your manhood.
Mm.
You also have to earn your own stripes. So if one of the brothers played, like, rugby, you come up with saying that you want to play badminton. You know what I'm saying? Like, you also have to step up and do your own kind of, like, you know, butch things. Another thing was the drip. So it would be the hand-me-down drip, but the time it's getting to you, it's still drip because no one else around you has that kind of drip. Like sneakers, my sneaker game was peak because Kiragi's always bought these sneakers. Wahome never used to fuck with sneakers that much, so I always used to know it would skip Wahome. So whatever condition Kiragi would leave them in, I'd get to have them in that condition. He'd take me out, like, you know, to buy clothes. So having a cool older brother,
it's like almost like a father figure to
exactly.
some extent.
So he'd do much of these things. So we'd go like... he took me to get the ride the first time. I think maybe it was in class 5. First of all, getting in a jab was like, huh? Wild. Anyway, so yeah, there's that, like, just the drip, the clothes from your hobbies, even your interests. You end up borrowing from them because these niggas are the coolest niggas I know.
In your eyes, yeah.
Yeah, like, no one can fuck with these guys. I remember my bro had, like, a prison, like, shirt, like, hanging from the back door of his room. And he'd always tell me, hey, Shaga, you know me, I'd been into prison once, so that's why, you know, just keep, but don't tell anyone because the shirt is hanging there. But he just told me that as a story. So I used to feel like, don't fuck with Kirago.
He went to
like
prison.
He's a bad guy. He's going to prison. So, and I couldn't tell my homies. It's just like, if you know, you know. So I'd sneak like one of my homies to the house, Derek. I'm like, just look at this thing. He'd be like, what? Oh, shit.
If you listen to season 1, you know Derek.
So I think I'd say that you grew up tough. You have to feel like you have to prove something, and
especially as the last born.
Yeah. You always have something to prove. Always. I think for me that's my experience, like, just with that. But in the same breath there comes the... there's like a hierarchy. As is. If you're there's a first born, there's a second born, there's a third born. That's how it's gonna be. But the same hierarchy kinda like affects how we interact as siblings. And you see, for you, I'm just like, it's interesting, but it's... for this, for the sake of this discussion, we're going to use Maureen again. And we'll bleep out the names, but let's just use her. How do you feel like having that? You see, you grew up just knowing it's just you.
Mm-hmm.
And then I feel like she's in the picture as your sister, like as on an older sister. You know what I'm saying? So how does that, like... did you feel like there was a hierarchy now that, okay, fine, she's my big sister? Or you just knew fundamentally, no?
No, we were definitely brought up as sisters, which was always like we lived in the same house. I would, like, our moms are sisters, so we'd stay at each other's houses.
Yeah.
We lived in the same house for long periods of time.
Okay.
So yeah, I looked at her as my sister. I just think it was more for me the role model aspect of it. It's like, oh, you... She went to a good school and she got this grade, so you need to go to a good school and get this grades type thing.
Okay.
She's experiencing this, so I can't wait to experience that. She would like take me to a concert. I would always go where she's going with her friends. So it was more of that.
Okay.
I don't think there was any like tough love type thing. Mm. Yeah.
I mean, your girls.
Yeah.
So for you, there's, you experience yourself as the firstborn, secondborn, lastborn.
First and last, yeah.
So you don't get, so you get a mixture of both. So you get a lastborn treatment and also firstborn treatment.
Yeah, there's a responsibility.
How
part
do you deal with
it?
Those two things now? Or when do you
see
it being?
I think it's nice because it balances each other. So it'll be like responsibility. You need to now, you're home alone. You need to cook. You need to sort everything out. But if I'm going shopping for you, I don't have to divide at a. I'm going shopping for three kids, so the money is split for three kids. It's like, if I'm going shopping for you, I'm just going shopping for you, so I'm getting everything. But at the same time, if there's something that needs to be done, you're doing it alone. It's not that there's someone in the house to help you.
Yeah, true.
So it's the balance of those two.
Mad. I think, so one, it's, and I'll speak from my perspective of just being a lastborn. I think the hierarchy kind of led me to look at Kirago as a substitute, like dad, or that came later. But I remember even just like him picking me up from school, and this was like wild, and I experienced it like maybe twice. When Ohome finished high school, almost like a ladies' man, like Ohome was that guy. And I remember like there's a shorty like in school, you'd look at like, maybe I'm in class 6, but this shorty, no, that was like, I'm maybe in class 4 or something. The shorty's in class 8, you're like, oh my days. And then one day I'm coming home, see, Wabi's at home now, she's finished her primary school. He's, I think he's on holiday from one or some shit. He's coming home, and I'm just like, this shorty's in our house. You didn't even go to that school, bro, like, how? So I grew up just wondering, I'm just like, oh my God, Wahome is the guy. Like, this is it. I remember he'd come and pick me up from school sometimes, and shorties would come and ask me, hey, who's that? Who's the, that's your bro? Oh, what's his name? So I used to feel like, okay, fine, I'm getting attention from the shorties, but it's the wrong attention. Like,
yeah,
they're asking
about
me about
you,
my bro.
Like,
yeah. So it was that. So I grew up just wanting to be more like them because I saw.
They're just so cool.
They're so cool. Like, you know, they're not even trying. Me and I see these guys in the house, like, me and Omar sleep in a bunk bed. And that was so interesting for me, like, growing up. Kirago had his own room. I mean, firstborn, so
privileges,
you get your
yeah.
room. Me and Mohammed share a bunk bed, and which was fun. So I guess for me it was that. I knew they're my brothers. We never used to have much to talk about, but for me it was like, as a last man, I wanted to be heard, but it also they'd use me to get things. So for example, like the PlayStation check, to Mohammed is just like, I know I can't ask because they'll say no. Kirago, him, you don't care about it. So it's me and Mohammed who have to be Apple. So who has to go and ask?
You.
Shaga. Who's Shaga going to go and ask? My mom. Then she'd figure it out with my dad and all that type of shit. So I'd be used to get like things for the house, which, I mean, they worked in my favor.
Because yes, even you lose it. Yeah.
End of the day.
When it comes to like trips and things like that, how is that dynamic?
I said, no, I'm sharing a bed with Wahome. I just used to know. Me and Wahome would have to share these things. So if my dad would travel
so
like abroad and come back, he'd buy like a set of clothes for me and Wahome. So it'd be a t-shirt, but they're identical t-shirts. And I'm like, we're so different. Like me and Wahome.
Let me tell
like,
you, that's one thing that kind of irks me.
Yeah.
About how people dress, especially twins. Like, I feel like you really need to nurture the individual personalities.
Yeah.
You can't just...
No.
When they're babies, that's so cute.
That's
like,
cute,
I
yeah.
Get
but the older
it.
They
but
get,
the older
it's
they
just
get,
like,
it's
come
trickier.
On. So yeah, we used to get a lot of the same like clothes. So it kind of like gave us a bond because it's just like we're wearing the same clothes, so we must be really brothers, you know? Like this, we must be brothers
that's
by this
so
point.
That's so cute.
Because we don't look the same. Like me and Muhammad don't look the same.
Yeah.
Me and Kirago kind of do look the same. With Muhammad, we're like two different like people, but. And so me and Muhammad just sharing a room, or I think we grew up a bit tighter. Growing up, so there's that. So we're a bit more
tight.
Yeah, we had separate interests, but just the bunk beds idea. That I think that's what was our bonding place, was just like a bed. And I think with that there comes the like the age gap between like siblings, and I think. At this point, it just kind of had to be about me and my siblings, but it's also the understanding the age gaps kind of like influence the relationship you'll have with your siblings. So I feel like the wider, yeah, I feel like the wider the gap, it means you guys are at different phases in your lives, which in turn means you're going to be having different conversations, which kind of affects that you're going to have different bonds. I try to look at it in the sense that certain milestones were being hit earlier by my siblings, and so I had nothing to talk about. There was nothing in common for me to talk to them about because they've already been through that. Maybe they're kind of close in terms of them experiencing their timelines. But you can imagine growing up, me, well, how many, maybe only in primary school, maybe like for 2 years together, maybe 3 years. And then even I shifted schools. High school were never, none of us was in high school at the same time. Uni. None of us was in uni at the same time. So you're getting, I'm coming in late to all these parties.
Mm.
They've already been through it.
Yeah, they're on to the next thing. But there's also the advantage of that. I feel like you get to learn so much without having to experience it.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need to touch the fire.
Yeah, I feel like you've, I already know. I've seen what these guys have done with their lives. Yeah. I'm like, okay, cool. I don't have to go down that route. So it kind of helps in the sense that you live through them. Of course, you feel left out, especially now being a last born. You're just like, you guys are getting closer as you grow older and you're hitting your milestones kind of like at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But it leaves you time to also like take time to try and understand yourself as an own individual, because it's just like, okay, fine, but what do I really, because I like comic books, but it's just because there were comic books in the house. Kirago had comic books.
Mm.
I'd listen to music, but what type of music did I like?
The CDs that were there.
You know, so it gave me time to also, because Kirago moved out, he moved out with these things that he had. So now I'm left figuring, okay, fine, what do I actually enjoy with myself? So just having, it gave me more time with myself. So in a sense, I felt like also I grew up knowing that I'm alone, but not really alone.
Mm.
So I'd have time to myself. And that was cool. Like, we'd talk, whatever. After this day, me and Rama can sit in a room and just watch a movie in silence. And it was never weird, never awkward. And we'd talk about it being like, is it not weird for you? I'm just like, nah. That's, I like it like that. Like, we don't have to fill the air with nothing. So I like that experience, that the gaps will change. Your phases, the conversation and the bonds will be different. But at least you have something you can talk about and you can ask them about. So I don't have to go through life on my own, in a sense.
I think for me, something that I noticed, the gap between me and my closest cousin, who's basically my sister, is 10 years. So something that I saw was I was able to pick on the things that will be expected of me at different points in life. So it was like I walked into things with an idea of what was expected to come out on the other end of this with. So I think that was an advantage. Whereas if I was the first one, it would just be hitting me when But it's like if you're prepared through watching someone else experience it.
I think with that, it taught me like patience. So I remember when Mohammed finished high school, he's 18 now, he can go drink. He even went like to stay with Kirago and Meru maybe like for a month. And they'd come out talking about all these like things they did, the drinking, da-da-da-da-da. And I'd feel so left out. But then at the same time, when I turned 18, it was just like they were both there to help me experience this thing that they experienced, like, you know, previously. So I really learned patience in terms of
your time
will come for these things. And you'll have two people now to share it with. You know, for them, it's just the two of them. Now you'll have your big brothers there for you with these moments. So I really learned how to be patient about my things. But on the flip side, there's the how you people can be such different individuals. So you feel like, you know, you can end up feeling like an alien, because why am I looking at things the way me, I'm looking at them? And then why are you not seeing the world the way me, I'm seeing it? Mm-hmm. It can create the disparity in terms of, are you even really my brother? You know, like, am I adopted? All these questions can come in, but it's always linked to the fact that we're all just so unique, even just as human beings. The three of us who are in this room right now, we're so different, but yet the same. And that's how I looked at it. But my parents always ensured that we spent time, like, together. So on Sundays, we'd play, like, Monopoly together as a family. So that kind of, like, helped us just be closer together. I think for me that was it, like, just the gaps. Dealing with that was
an experience.
Yeah, like, between me and Kirago, it's 10 years gap. Between me and Homie, it's 5 years. So you can imagine, by the time this nigga is hitting, like, adolescence, I don't even know a clue. Don't even know how to tie my laces at this point in time.
Sorry, I was saying that to you on lunch.
What are you doing?
My face. I look like I'm in pain.
I'm like, what? Are you gonna barf? Like, I don't know what you're going to do at this point. But yeah, so I think the gap can, if you're intentional about it, the gap wouldn't like really matter.
But there's bigger gaps. There's people who like, there's bigger gaps. There's people who'd be like in married and then your parents have a kid. You know that type of thing?
Yeah, that one is just like.
Like your youngest sibling right now.
Yeah.
Your 20 something years gap between each other. Like that's a lot. Like what will you guys be talking about?
Yeah. They'll see you more of as a parent or anything.
Mm.
Yeah. And I guess growing up in a, if you have siblings, then there's certain roles the siblings are going to end up taking in this house. It's just like it's a family dynamic. So I'm going to split them like into three. So there's a scapegoat, there's a golden child, and there might be the invisible child. I'll like try and break them down, and then you tell me if you've had to experience all those, maybe not the third one, because you're the only child, so you can't be invisible.
Invisible, yeah.
So maybe I'll break them down, and you tell me which one do you think like you've experienced, and which one more predominantly than anything. So like the scapegoat ends up being the person, like the family kind of like puts the blame on for most of the things. This is the person who's responsible for everything that's wrong in this world, even in the household. So
that can never be the last one.
I mean, it depends. But yeah, so that's the scapegoat. Two is the golden child. Golden child is the crown princess, crown prince of this house. All the things that they do, doesn't matter, small, big, all the accolades go to them. They never miss. They never miss whatever they're doing. Invisible child ends up being kind of like ignored based off of whatever it is that the house is set up like, but that's what they end up being. It's just you're ignored. Your accomplishments, what you're doing, doesn't get the same accolades as anybody else in the house.
In my opinion, that's the second. The middle kids are usually the ones who, they kind of get lost.
Mm.
In between, the firstborn is like making these moves and these steps, and the last one is like the baby. Okay, that's my opinion. I don't have siblings, but that's my opinion.
I feel like if you're the scapegoat in the family, more often than not, and this again, I'm going to reference it off how me have seen my own dynamic. Yeah, I can't speak for everybody else's, but I have seen a firstborn still being a golden child because you were like the prototype when your parents started like parenting. So if you ticked all the boxes they wanted you to tick,
that's it.
And you see, for you, it's like you as an only child, you have nothing to reference anything off of.
That's an advantage. There's no one to be compared to
or to be benchmarked against.
Yeah.
So you get to hit your milestones
at my own time.
Okay, as an only child, then yeah, that counts. As a first one, I feel like if you have another sibling now, it's like, oh, now I need to set the standard. I need to do da 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 da. So you could end up being the golden child up until another sibling is brought on board.
Mm.
It's brought on board, it's like it's a board member. Like another sibling comes into the family, and then that sibling, the newest one, the newest addition to the family, ends up being the golden child. You get, because whatever it is the older one could not accomplish, was not able or capable of doing,
the faith is
it's
now
gonna be, you know, like decked now to this second child, who now is a golden child. And a case in point, I end up being, because sometimes I feel like I was an oops, like maybe I wasn't really planned for, but then what can you do? I'm here. You come in, and you come in, and it's just like, firstborn is still doing good, like he's still achieving what he needs to achieve. Secondborn now kind of gets like, as you're saying, like lost. Because now there's a lastborn who's come in, there's a firstborn Uku. So him is being like left to figure things out for himself. Like he's just gonna do things the way he wants to do it. Like just And so I think more often than not, the last born ends up being, I'm not proud to say this, but you end up being the golden child because, and not all the cases also, the last ones I know who are just like wickedest, but it's just a fact that you are kind of like the saving grace for your parents. Whatever they couldn't get right with your older siblings.
You're the one now.
Yeah. They kind of know how to do it now. They kind of like have a feel of it. But with that, it comes with the... So for you, how do you think like you've experienced all those three roles? And if I've missed any, I mean, I'm open to like guys also like commenting and sharing what they think. But for you, how have you experienced those three roles?
Let's go like, one by one.
So the golden child. That's by virtue of
the golden child. It's like, yeah, they don't have... It's just me.
Mm-hmm.
But I think also it's being able to hit the standards they wanted me to hit and the marks they wanted me to hit.
Mm.
That's how it's validated the golden child thing.
Okay.
Because I still think there's people who are only children who are still not the golden child. Your parents will not even start referencing a cousin. It's like, why can't you be like nanny? They've even taken it out of your
family, yeah.
Immediate family to True. The extended family.
That's right, though.
So thankfully,
yeah.
I didn't have that experience. I was compared to my sister,
but
it was never like I did this thing and I didn't do this thing that was expected. So
yeah.
Golden child, I've definitely experienced that.
Scapegoat.
You see, scapegoat is tricky because if something has been done, it's only me who's done it. It can't be, it just happened by itself. The glass was broken, there's one person
only
in the
you,
house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So by the time you're doing something, you already know the consequences are just for you to
yeah.
handle on your own. There's no one else.
I think just bring a last point, and I want to say I've not been like a wild child. So I've done a couple of things here and there, but it's just you get away with a lot. Like, you know, you get away with a lot, and it's also there's not so much pressure for you to...
You're not like anyone's role model
exactly.
compared to the first one.
Yeah, so I get to see, like you said, I get to see what these guys have done, what they've accomplished, and I'm just like, this is what I want for myself. So there's less, but also there's an avenue for you to be a whole, like, complete, unique individual because you've seen what they've done previously. So if I come into the house, and luckily for me, I wasn't bad, like, you know, in school. So, I mean, my grades were good. And you get to a point where it would be like, yo, and I'm like, this guy is older than me, so we can't start comparing grades here. My dad would make us like compete for like end of term exams with my bro, and I'm just like,
you're in different levels
in
of education.
High school, I mean, like primary school, you know, like what are you competing here for? He'd end up like actually converting like my marks into like grades. Like he used to do like the most. But I remember one thing, and I owe, is it Kirago for this one? Remember how, like, in primary school, it used to be, like, a mark list? I think that's why I was, like, always comparing, like, in terms of school. It would be up or due name, and then, like, if it's math, it's, like, 100, like, the total mark you can attain in that, like, subject. So I remember one time I looked at the mark list, and I'm asking Kirago, but who's this name person who's getting everything correct? Kirago told me, you see, there's normally someone. He sits at the back of your class, but you can't see him.
What?
That's who he gets, who gets all these marks. That's who you have to compete with. You know, you can't see him, but you have to compete with that guy. Whatever he gets up 100, you also have to make sure you get 100 so that you could be on top of him. And I moved through like life like that. Okay, of course I realized like later
name
on
is
there's
actually,
no one,
yeah,
name
yeah,
is actually name
unknown.
But he put that thing in me, and I'm just like, I appreciated that, like, as an older brother.
You appreciate.
Yeah, because I'm just like you made like me like really want you. To push, like, you know, myself harder in terms of like I'm competing with an imaginary person, but you know what? I'm competing with myself.
Yeah, true. Jishinde Oshinde.
Jishinde Oshinde, you know what I'm saying? So I appreciate that fact. So anyway, so that's something he used to do a lot, but I got leeway to be my own unique individual, and I appreciate just they're all unique in their own rights. But it's just that having that space to be able to be unique individuals in a house where everybody's expected to like be streamlined because you all come from one house. But with that came a lot of like, I didn't experience it, like a sibling like rivalry. Because you see,
did you?
Sibling rivalry Is that something you experienced? Because of our age gaps. So it's not much like to really fight about.
Victor, yeah.
Yeah, it's just like maybe the TV. You want to watch, you know what I'm saying? Or what game do you want to play like on the PlayStation? We never really, really fought. And I appreciated that fact. Cause
I think that's not the difference that comes with closer
I think age gaps. That, like, and I see it with my nephews.
Fight.
Yeah, these niggas from when they wake up, it's just they're at it until they fall asleep. They have the moments where they hug each other, but I think the closer you are, the more the
friction. It's just your interactions are more, so by virtue of that,
they're going to be like in each other's necks all the time. So I'd never experienced that, but it's interesting when I see siblings like have it, and I'm always just like, just for the sake of just being able to, like, you know, tough it out with like someone who's close to my age would be nice. Just, you know, like for the sake, but I never got to experience it. But I think also parents contribute to that like rivalry, especially if they start picking favorites.
And sometimes it's not even about them saying it outright that this is my favorite.
It's just how they treat them. Even you as a child sitting there, you just know I'm not it. You know, you're just like, I'm not
it. Which is so sad.
But I think it's also being able to...
Anxious attachment.
Just able to look past it and just be like, you know what, fine. It kind of gives you like fuel just to, for you to do your own things the way you want them
to
be.
Or it tears you down.
Facts.
It really depends on the person.
Yeah. That's true.
Because if you're not getting validation from home, let's say if you're getting validation outside, maybe you're like really good in school or sports or something, then it's like, okay, it balances it out.
Yeah.
But if you're not getting validation outside and then you're not getting validation at home, then it can really maybe start to affect you. Like, why not me? Why? What's wrong with me? Type thing. I think.
Especially if it's... if you're doing things that... appeal to the parents. So if maybe they were into, or this is what they'd expect you to do, and you do more of that, you end up being their favorite. You end up doing it just to appease them. But the sibling who just does their things just because they want to do them, like, fine, I know you want me to do like poetry, but I really don't care about poetry. I want to sculpt. You know, just something way different. There's that. And I feel like that's how you guys end up being like so at each other's necks, is because one of you is just such a kiss ass. Then you just do the things you want to do. So you end up bickering because you know deep down, you also want to do the things you want to do. So but I'm going to like, and I can't call you out because I'm calling you out as who. But I think then the older you get, it gets to a position where you can actually kind of like call out your siblings in terms of if they do some things that, and I see for me, it's a bit harder also because I'm the youngest in that house. So sometimes I'm looked at, you don't know what you're talking about.
As
old as I am right now, even as old as I get.
It's disrespectful.
Yeah, it's just like, why are you telling me you don't know? And you see, because for them, maybe one of them is married and then one of them gets engaged. I feel like those are two conversations I can't participate in because I've not experienced it yet. But I think I should be allowed to call them out if I see them doing some shit that I also don't agree with. Like, fundamentally, that's whack. So I think being able to talk to your siblings about things you don't agree with is important because they're not like your parent who can like reprimand you or, I mean, it gets to a point where you can't even be reprimanded by your parent, but it's just okay, fine, let me not assume. But
people are out here fighting with their parents for real.
True,
anyway.
Physical, yeah. But I think you should be able like, to tell like your sibling, I don't really agree with that, but that's fostered by how many real conversations did you guys have prior to this? And I think that just comes into, like, as you grow into adulthood, how do you invest in this relationship, like, with your siblings? Because I think before you get to a point of being able to call them out, you've invested a lot of time to get to understand them. I think it's easy, as opposed to what you talked about in episode 2, when you need to get to understand how your parent was brought up, what they went through. You've lived with this guy, so you guys kind of have the same textbook, like the same manual was used across for both of you guys. So is there anything that you experienced and you felt kind of like it, more or less you guys went through at the same time or in the same house? It lets you understand who they are individually, but sometimes it can be shocking when you start to see that you guys are completely three different people. But also it's how much work did you put into yourself to actually understand who you are? Because most of you guys, maybe you picked up whatever it is that our parents did to us. And I think for a generation like trauma, you guys are still moving with how we were raised.
And now going on to like
raise a whole other family and you're going to do the same thing. And who's going to be that guy just raise their hand to be like, I think here we need to
do better.
We can do better about this thing. We need to try it differently. I think I'd advocate for like therapy as siblings.
We need to have like a therapy like quote or ad or something that you say.
Yeah, I think like therapy as siblings. That would be so powerful because now you get both, all of you get to work through whatever it is that you went through in that house.
Because I'm sure that things my bros. Other, yeah. There's maybe things one person went through that they didn't think the other one was also feeling or processing. Type
exactly.
Thing.
And maybe that thing that happened that were maybe behind closed doors that we don't even know about, or things that were done to you and you never had the chance to speak up about it.
Or you felt like it was done to me, but it wasn't done to you. And then now you have resentment for this person, but it you wasn't know. Really their choice, you know.
So I think for me it's important, like moving forward, to build and nurture and invest in your relationship with your siblings is have time to actually have these conversations. It doesn't matter if you're even your siblings like 10 and you're like 20, you should be able to, like, especially you being the older one, to bring them in to be like, oh, but hey, what's your life about, you know, what are you into? Because you can actually play a role that maybe your parents are not being able to do to this child. And that's the fact that you are able to be more present in their lives because your parents are going to work, da 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 da. More or less, you're there.
The age gap again, also. Your parents could not really understand what this.
But at least you have. You understand your parents.
And then you understand what it's like to be 10.
Yeah.
So you're like,
so you're just like,
girl.
You know, let me. Whatever I couldn't get when I was 10, I can take a step and actually give it to you. I think it's just those things. Just having this type of conversation with your siblings would help you. Because it's not easy. I think when you guys move out of that house, it's just like you're all going your own different ways, separate ways. But how can you keep, like, you know, in contact? I mean, family, like, chat, school, they work to some extent. But intentional,
even
like, you know.
Even if it's once a month, you know. To
have lunch. That's what I'm saying. I feel I don't even do it personally. But I think it's something that I'd also want to put effort into doing. Just, like, every month have lunch with all your brothers. Everything else aside, like, you know, your partners, da da da, just you as brothers just coming together to be like, let's actually have lunch together and just talk about life. So I think for me that's how I'd choose to invest in like my relationship with my siblings moving forward. Yeah. I guess for you, yeah, it's just like,
yeah, I can't be like, this is how I choose. But I've learned a lot.
Yeah.
It's been insightful.
I think siblings is the closest you can get to. Okay, from my experience, is
it's it can like be friends, a but at home.
Yeah, it's like your friends, and you're just
your
chilling in the
friends.
Same house.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're your first homies. If you invest in it, I've seen like friends who have like really good relationship like with their brothers because or their siblings because they're kind of closer in age. But I appreciate like my all in all, I just appreciate like who my brothers have been in my life and still are. I can't knock them for anything. Yeah, they're just, in my eyes, they're still like, I'm cooler than them now, but it's like there are still those guys that you want to do their blueprint. They can give you like a compass to where your life can go to if you make certain choices. If you work hard enough, this is what you can actually achieve. I feel like I learned through them, like just by watching them, as has been always, yeah.
That's cool.
I think for me, that was. It, I'm
that
like
was
siblings. Yeah, I'm like.
Yeah, this is the Shaga takeover. I really enjoyed it. I hope you guys did as well.
Same. I'm like, I feel like I've talked, but yeah.
Okay, cool.
Thank you so much for listening.
If you have any comments, please share them with us. Don't forget to leave us a review, and we will catch you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.